Take a deeper dive with Steve Barkley in one of his five books. Available in electronic and printed formats, add Steve's books to your district's resources or to your personal collection at barkleypd.com/books.
Hello and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in.
The dilemma of grades. I recently found an article about a major school district that several years back had made the decision to move to a standards-based grading system that focused on dropping the traditional A, B, C, and D from their report card and replacing it with a system that caused students to receive a report card that identified a ES as an exceptional level, a P for a proficient level, an I for indicating in progress, and an N for not yet making progress or making minimal progress. The article announced that due to a push of concern by parents, the system had switched back to grades of A, B, C, and D. One of the concerns of the parents was that there were too many P's. In other words, too many marks on the report card that suggested their child was proficient in a skill level. One quote said that they joked about the fact that the ES, the exceptional, tended to be like unicorns. They were frequently talked about, but seldom seen. As I read through the article, I did a deja vu. Back to my time in the classroom in the 70s. In the 70s, I was working in a new startup school that focused on being a non-graded, a multi-grade, with a new way to look at how to give feedback to parents. Matter of fact, initially, we didn't have a report card and instead had meetings with parents. And this will date me because at those meetings, we actually had a form with carbon paper so that as I met and discussed with the parent their child's current understanding or lack of understanding in given areas, I took notes on the conversation on that form. And at the end of the session, the parent left with notes regarding the feedback that I had provided. And I can still recall the day as I sat with a parent of a fifth grade child, and in great detail, I went through the identified skills that we were currently working on in mathematics. I identified which of the skills their child had mastered, a skill or two that they were struggling with, and what we were doing to lead to their child's future success. And as the conversation finished, I can recall the parent looking directly at me and asking, "Is that an A, B, C, or D?" And I recall my frustration of having to look back at the parent and say, I don't know. And I don't know, because I wasn't sure that I had an understanding of what an A, B, C, or D was. I had a very clear understanding of which skills their child had mastered and which ones they had not. And I think it was about 3 or 4 years after the opening of the school, we went to A, B, C's, and D's, and realized that the parents felt that they had a better understanding. But I realized how little I communicated to the parent in assigning that grade of A, B, C, or D. It's interesting because in the article that I read about the school that recently switched back to A, B, C, D, it quoted a parent as saying that she grew up in a system with A, B, C, and D, and she thinks that probably most of the teachers did it well, as well, and that the A, B, C, D's now made it easier to process communication. I went to the district's website, and I found that the grades of A, B, C, and D now were labeled that an A meant consistently demonstrates mastery, a B meaning frequently demonstrates mastery, a C meaning periodically demonstrates mastery, and a D rarely demonstrates mastery. And I just ponder that walking away with that information gives a parent a better understanding. I'm concerned that just as back in the 70s when we switched to create better comfort for the parent in what I am truly afraid was a false understanding. A desire on the parent's part to see A's on a report card, and the A meaning that the child consistently demonstrates mastery, in my head, sounds like it's proficient. In the work that I've done with folks looking at grading or labeling grading as a form of feedback, I've identified that there's three pieces of information a grade as feedback should provide. Well, actually, it's feedback that you should have that I don't think just getting a grade provides. First of all, a student and the parent should have feedback on where the child's current performance stands on whatever that standard is that we're looking at. So if we're looking at fifth grade reading, or we're looking at freshman high school writing, what is the expected standard for a child at that freshman level, and where is the child in relation to that standard? Are they at standard, above standard, below standard? Secondly, feedback should identify the progress that has or has not been made. So I could understand as a parent that my child has made progress but is still below the grade level standard. Or my child is above grade level standard, but hasn't advanced since the last feedback that the parent received. And then the third piece of information that's important to both the parent and to the child is, are the current learning behaviors in place the ones that will produce the desired mastery of the proficiency. So if I'm below standard and making progress, if I keep doing what I'm doing, is it likely that I will achieve mastery? Or do I need to understand that my current learning production behaviors or lack of learning production behaviors will prevent me from making further progress? I had the opportunity to read a blog by Will Richardson as he was responding to this same district making a change in their grading. And Will raised the point that we really need to stop and consider, are we doing what's absolutely best for students? As we look at what kind of structure to use in grading, as we look at how to communicate to parents and to students, we really need to decide, are we working to fix a system that really cannot achieve what we know is best?
Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.